141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a five-game Tuesday in the Premiership. Rangers head to Pittodrie looking to regain their six-point lead at the top. Celtic did their bit with a Japanese-inspired 2-0 win against Hibs. And will John Souter start for Hearts against St Johnstone? Will Tony Watt line up for Dundee United against St Mirren? So many questions. And the men to answer them, Gordon DL and Roger Hanna.
Yes, great to have the Premiership football back. Gordon, Celtic did their business last night. Really impressive debuts by Rio Hatate and the goal scorer Dazen Maeda. And now all eyes fall on Pittodrie. Can Rangers re-establish that 6-point lead? Will there be a debut for James Sands? And it's a no-joe area. Aribo's at the Africa Cup of Nations. How do Rangers fill that gap?
How good is it to be back at the top flight, Gordon? We've enjoyed the lower leagues. It's been great fun, but the top flight is back. The crowds are back. It is all happening.
Brilliant, Gordon. Like everyone else, settled down last night to watch the game. 60,000 packed out Celtic Park. Terrific game, I've got to say. You just wonder if your team's going to hit the ground running. And I'm sure Ange Postecoglou will be delighted with his team's performance. First hour last night, I thought Celtic were exceptional. On the ball and off the ball, Gordon. Thought the pressing was very, very good indeed. I think Hibs under Sean Maloney tried to play, you know, football from the back. It didn't work for them. Celtic were on top of them and deserved their win. Tonight, fantastic game at Pittodrie. Aberdeen Rangers always is. Can Rangers get that gap back to six? It's all excitement, and obviously the rest of the teams, Motherwell up at Ross County as well, will John Souter play for Hearts? Plenty of talking points.
0141 951 1025. That is the number you need to get in touch tonight. So let's hear from you. Were you impressed, Celtic fans, by what you witnessed last night? What did you make of the game? How would you sum up the contributions made by Rio Hatate and Dazen Maeda? What else stood out for you at the game, Hibs fans? It would be nice to hear from you. Rangers fans, pick your team for tonight. Aberdeen Rangers, it's always one of the standout fixtures on the fixture list, isn't it? And you've got Nojo Aribo, as Roger Hanna says. Who should play them? What's the front three? What's the midfield three? How do you feel about your chances at Pittodrie tonight? And will John Souter start for Hearts? Now, you've only got about, I don't know, half an hour or so before we find out the answer. So up until that point, let's speculate. Rangers fans, I know you'll be interested in that one as well. Will John Souter start for Hearts? What's your feeling on that one? And anything else you think we've missed, 0141 951 1025. Pick up the phone and get in touch. Let's go to Pittodrie and set the scene for Aberdeen Rangers with Dave Galloway.
Good evening, Gordon. Well, there's always something in the air when Aberdeen take on Rangers, and tonight will be the first time fans have been inside Pittodrie for this fixture since December 2019. Rangers have a very impressive record at this stadium, having won 5 and drawn 4 of their previous 10 visits. You have to go back to September 2016 for their last defeat in the Granite City.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Going to be interesting. Roger Hanna, as I said, I don't think that's overstating it. In this city, you look for Celtic Rangers, and if you're a Rangers Celtic, and if you're a Rangers fan after that, it probably is Aberdeen at Pittodrie, Hearts at Tynecastle, that sort of thing.
I would agree. A couple of great games to go back. Celtic, Hibs and Aberdeen and Rangers are two traditionally, you know, top games. Dave mentioned that game, September 2016. James Maddison scored the winner for Aberdeen with that terrific last minute free kick. It does seem an awful long time ago, but Aberdeen took a point at Ibrox early in the season. They were 2-0 ahead, if you remember the early goal, and then Scott Brown scoring a second and up flying header, and it took Rangers everything they had to get back and get a point. They won't want to drop anything tonight coming out of a winter break. You've seen the damage that's done. You remember Rangers coming out of a winter break, and was it Jordan Jones scored the winner down at Rugby Park from Kilmarnock, and they never really got going again after that. They will want to come out the winter break the way they entered the winter break, with a 100% league record under Giovanni Van Bronckhorst.
Looking forward to it, Gordon. I think it will be a very difficult game for Rangers, but I said on Saturday I think both teams will hit the ground running. Celtic showed that last night. I thought they were terrific. I think Rangers will hit the ground running tonight. It will be difficult. Pittodrie always is, but I just think that, listen to Dave there about the recent records as well, Rangers going up there, bags of confidence under a new manager, playing well, hoping to, you know, get that gap further to six again. It'll be an interesting evening ahead.
Some interesting team dilemmas for Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. I mean, Joe Rebo walks into the team these days. It'll be a long old walk. He won't play tonight. I noticed Scott Arfield injured a bit early for the likes of Philip Hollander. So the makeup of the midfield three and the attacking three, interesting.
Very much so, I think it will be. I think Morelos will lead the line, player of the month for December, in his best form of the season before the winter break. I think Ryan Kent will play. You would expect Scott Wright to continue and keep his place going back to Pittodrie. So then does Hadji drop into a midfield three along with Glenn Kamara and A.N. Other, possibly Davis? Could it be James Sands?
Well, you tell us. 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, how are you feeling? Any pre-match nerves, or is this going to be a straightforward victory at Pittodrie tonight? How are you feeling? Where are the confidence levels? And pick your team. How would you go about it if you were the manager tonight? Let us know. 0141 951 1025. Will John Souter play for Hearts as well? That's a nice additional point that I'm sure you Rangers fans will be interested in. We'll find out very soon. Let's hear from Ange Postecoglou. Celtic fans, sum up what you witnessed last night. He was impressed by the performances of his debutants, and he said he knew the three new signings would settle in very quickly.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game to just expose both the lads and, you know, Yusuke later on to what it's like to play for this football club. You know, it's especially at home against a good opponent. It's, you've got to be ready for it and up for it. And yeah, I thought all three acquitted themselves well. You know, obviously know Dyson really well, and even with Rayo and Yusuke, who you know, I think will, you know, people will see him as we play more. I knew they'd settle in quickly. The environment's good, you know, at the club. The boys who are here have embraced them, and you know, the coaching staff will work really hard just to get as much information as possible into them. But above all, they're good footballers, mate. You know, and there wouldn't be a manager in the world who couldn't fit in good footballers into their team. And you know, I'm sure they'll come out of it encouraged by what they did, but also knowing they can do more.
Sean is in Glasgow on 0141 951 1025. What did you make of it last night, Sean?
I thought Celtic were fantastic last night. Celtic's two new signers last night, and it's proud. I think they lifted the full team.
Yeah, well, give us a bit more then about them, because Maeda obviously scores, doesn't he? What, 3.5 minutes in? Talk about hitting the ground running. And then I guess it was the overall performance from Hatate, wasn't it?
Hatate covered every blade of grass last night for Celtic. I thought it was fantastic. And as I said, I thought he'd get the full team a lift last night. Roll on the second half of the season.
Gordon Dale, how did you feel the debutants did?
Brilliant. You can't ask for any better if you're a centre forward, Gordon. No matter what club you go to, get your first goal on the board. It just wins the fans over. What was it? 4, 5, 6 minutes?
Three and a half, was it?
I knew you'd get there somewhere. But he gets that first goal. Confidence lift. Hatate was absolutely sensational for a debut. I thought he was brilliant. He looks like a lad that's got terrific vision. He can pick a pass, he can see the runners, and Celtic have got plenty of them. I thought Celtic were very sharp, I really did. Now, you can go back and people say, well, look at the start right away. Hibs missed an absolute sitter to put them one up, you know, give them a bit of confidence. The minute they missed that, Celtic got the park and they scored a goal, and they were head and shoulders above Hibs. Yes, after 60 minutes, the pace of the game dropped. You expect that. They've had a rest, Gordon. Four substitutions come on. You look at the difference now in the strength of the bench, the substitutions that they made last night. They've got players to come back. Right now, Celtic are in a good, good place, and it's up to Rangers tonight to make sure that they keep them, you know, there where they can see them. The fact it's 3 points, great opportunity to go six tonight. But if you're a Celtic fan, 60,000 of them in there last night, maybe, absolutely over the moon with the performance.
Yeah, and I think the squad suddenly looks so much deeper and stronger. As you think of that midweek between the League Cup final win and Christmas, when they went to St Mirren with a threadbare squad, dropped 2 points, and things looked a bit gloomy. All of a sudden, in comes Hatate, looks terrific. In comes Maeda, as you say, scores a debut goal. But there are players coming back, players back from COVID, players back from injury. Suddenly, as you say, the bench looks stronger. Any player on that bench last night could have come on, and the levels wouldn't have dropped any further. And of course, that's before Kyogo comes back, before Christopher Julien comes back into the equation as well. David Turnbull's to come back from his injury as well. So things do look bright, and it's not surprising here, even just halfway through the window, that Ange Postecoglou has said that's the business done for this window.
I feel like a lot of the discussion, Sean, was about Maeda, and I think that's because it was, you know, either a replacement or someone to work alongside Kyogo. Everyone loves what Kyogo's done at Celtic so far this season, and if he's injured, who's there to take his place? So there was a lot of hype about Maeda. Do you feel like Hatate flew under the radar a little bit, but showed exactly how good he was last night?
I think he did, yes, but just like every Celtic fan, if you get a quality player, they don't fly under the radar. You're well appreciated.
Yeah, I don't think I was saying he wouldn't be appreciated, Roger. I feel like a lot of the focus just went on the striking position.
Well, it does. Centre forwards are the ones that fans get excited about, particularly Maeda, who was arriving as the J League's top goal scorer again, came in a bit of a fanfare. Hatate, now, I was surprised you to know neither myself nor Daz are experts on the J League in Japan. And when Hatate came, we tried to find out a bit about him. We were told he was a sort of utility player. He could play left back, he could play just up one on the left hand side, he could tuck into central midfield. And it wasn't until he was actually signed and Ange Postecoglou started speaking about Hatate, he said, "I've signed him as an attacking midfield player. He's going to be box to box. He's going to bring a bit of dynamism into that position. Forget him playing anywhere else. This is where we've signed him to play." And on that basis, he certainly ticked the boxes last night, didn't he?
I've got to say, Roger, he took me by surprise, because like you, just hearing him coming in, you focus on the centre forwards. Of course you can, because they're goal scorers. Everybody likes to see the goal scorers, how many goals you're going to score and whatever. But I thought this guy, just reading and thinking, well, he's got to be a squad player, he's got to come. He was absolutely top draw last night, I've got to say. And if that's his first game, and what gives him the confidence as well, and it's great that James Forrest was sitting next to him on the bench to tell him he'd won Man of the Match. That was fantastic. But he can only get better, Gordon, because that's his first game. As an ex-pro and ex-manager, sometimes you can just, and guys that watch a game week in, week out, you can spot a player right away and you can tell he can play.
It reminded me of when someone had to translate for you when you went to Kirkcaldy.
Oh yeah,
all those years ago.
Yeah. Well, I've got a saying, but I don't want to say it here in case I get in trouble.
I think that's probably for the best. What in particular did you like about him then? This is radio. Let's take it that someone hasn't seen the game. Describe his performance. Describe his strength. What impressed you?
I think he's got great energy in the middle of the park, and also because of the way Celtic play, with the speed that they play it, I think you can see that pass quickly gone. I think he will cause all sorts of problems for defenders, especially with the movement of the front three. In the second half, he started getting caught out a little bit. You're tired. Of course he did, and that's the reason why he got substituted. But he's got a lovely balance about him. He's got two good feet. He can see the pass. He's not frightened to go in and have a tackle as well. And his energy is brilliant. I know that some people say you're getting carried away, it's his first game or whatever, but what a debut he's had. It's absolutely terrific.
The simple thing to notice, Daz, is he tries to pass the ball forward.
Because not every
midfield player in the world tries to pass the ball forward. Some will pass it back to a centre, some will go sideways. It's the brave ones and the good ones who find the time and the space to get their head up and wait until there's a forward pass there for them.
Here's what his manager made of him.
If you sort of get to know him, he's a very, very determined young man. He's got his sights on reaching the very top in the game. He's not, he'll walk off that pitch tonight knowing that, he performed at a level, but he'll want more. That's the kind of character and personality he is. He's not here just to, enjoy the ride. He's got some sights and real ambition to be the best player he can be and reach the top. And you saw some of his quality tonight, but there's definitely more to come from all the boys.
Let's find out what Frank made of it. Frank, did you watch it last night? Were you there?
Aye, I was at the game last night. Quite excited on the way in when I found out that the two Japanese boys were starting. Got into the stadium, game started, 3 minutes up, 3.5 minutes were 1-0 up. Great debut for both of them, but my main point was, I know that everybody's talking about these Japanese boys or the first game, the great game snap. I felt last night big Carl Starfelt was absolutely amazing. The guys came in for a lot of stick over the last couple of months, and I just thought last night he kind of proved a point that he was right up for it. He never put a foot wrong last night at all.
I totally agree with that. I think the two guys that stuck out for me last night that come in for a bit of criticism from not just the Celtic fans but from us as well in here, Gordon, I thought Taylor played very well. I really did. But Starfelt last night looked very strong, looked very comfortable. He looked like he was you know, the player that Celtic had hoped he was going to be. I totally agree with Frank, because I mentioned it to, we were sitting in the studio before we come in, and I was speaking to one or two of the boys, and I did highlight, I thought Starfelt just looked the part last night as well.
It was good.
It's not always easy to come in and settle in and play centre back for one of the old firm teams. You know, we've seen top class international players come in and fall on their face. Look at Shane Duffy last season, and Starfelt came in. He didn't have a great debut at Tynecastle that Saturday night at the start, and he did look shaky for a period of time. But you said it yourself before, Daz, that wee run up before the winter break was probably as good a period as he had in a Celtic jersey. And maybe now it's just taken him 6 months to settle in, to get used to playing with Cameron Carter-Vickers, and they'll maybe just kick on in the second half.
Consistency needs Roger. He started again last night, and fans are now looking, thinking, yeah, that break's done him a world of good. He settled in, but he's got to be consistent. He can't just get back and have a dodgy game
Maybe one that needs consistency around him, though, because if you're standing there as a left centre back, during the course of the season, he's played with Stephen Welsh, he's played with Niamh Beaton. On the other side, he's had Greg Taylor or Juranovic or Montgomery. At times, he's had ball and goalie just in front of him. Sometimes he's had McGregor or McCarthy or Beaton or Soro, or sometimes it's Turnbull and Rogic. So, the cast round about him has rotated.
Just quickly, Gordon, also, and that's what I'm saying about Taylor. And I've stood here many a time, and so has most of the boys, and going, can't understand why they've not strengthened that left back position. Postecoglou's given him a new contract, long term contract. I think this new role in moving into the middle of the park suits him. And he looks a different player. Now, once again, I'll not get carried away. I'll say about him as well, he needs consistency as well.
Frank, were you as taken by Rio Hatate as everyone else who was at the game?
Guy's amazing. I just can't wait till we get the 2nd of February, and I just hope he gets there. If it gets started, or if it gets called away with Japan or whatever, but I'd like to see him. And I'll hope Mary, don't want him just putting him in for a couple of games and then taking him out. I'd like to see him as a consistent starter. Guy's absolutely amazing.
Perhaps we don't need to get too far ahead of ourselves, because it's a squad game, as everyone knows, and Celtic will be on a couple of domestic fronts, and they're, you know, still in Europe. So maybe it doesn't have to be clear cut. But do you get the impression already that, even although Rogic and Turnbull was a productive midfield for Celtic and caught the eye and did ever so well, it just looks like Ange Postecoglou's got his exact type of player in there, doesn't it?
Well, listen, it is a squad game, there's no doubt about it. And Hatate came into the team last night because Turnbull's out for a couple of months. You know, it'll probably be into February, maybe even March, before Turnbull's back. Tommy is heading away to play for Australia in World Cup qualifiers, probably going to miss the Old Firm game at the start of February. So, you know, Kyogo's missing as well. So you can't just rely on 11 or 12 or 13 players. All the big managers want two players for each position. And sometimes, Gordon, they want more than two players for each position. Steven Gerrard used to say it at Rangers as well. And I think Ange is of that type. He won't be happy until he's got a squad of 22 or 25 who can all play in the first team.
Thank you very much to Frank. It's 01419511025 to join in. Celtic fans, what did you make of last night? Rangers fans, this is your chance to step up to the plate. Pittodrie tonight, how do you feel about it? Confident, worried, somewhere in between? Pick your team. Does Sakala play? Does Scott Wright play? Does Janino Bakuna play? You decide. Pick up the phone and let us know. Let me tell you about this first, though.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Golden goals.
Right, we're up and running. Last night we launched our brand new competition on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, where you could win a huge cash prize at the end of the season. It's called Super Scoreboard's Golden Goals, and it is very simple. Even Gordon DL will follow this. Every single time Celtic or Rangers score, Gordon, we're going to add at least £250 to the pot. Now, whether it's League, Scottish Cup or in Europe, whenever the Old Firm get a goal, we add in more cash. Now, we actually started the pot at £1,000 as well before kickoff last night. Celtic scored twice.
1,500.
250 quid a pop. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. We're now sitting at £1,500. So tonight, Rangers face Aberdeen. Any goal scored by Rangers, and it's another £250 into the jackpot. And at the end of the season, one lucky person wins the lot. So grab your phone right now and enter for your chance to win every penny of this huge tax-free prize. Text GOAL to 61025. That is GOAL to 61025. It is £2 to text plus your standard message rate. Over 18s only. Full terms and online entry at Clyde1.com. The lines close 6pm Saturday the 21st of May. Why? Because that's Scottish Cup final day. So we're trying to squeeze every last penny out of this. So for your chance to be the winner at the end of the season, text GOAL to 61025 right now.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's 0141 951 1025. Lots of people getting in touch to share their thoughts on the Celtic game last night, the debutants, and everything else that came away from the 2-0 win against Hibs. Rangers fans, time to hear from you, because we are 1 hour and 18 minutes or so away from kickoff at Pittodrie. How are you feeling? Are you confident? Is it turned back into a 6-point lead tonight? Any worries about that trip up there? Let us know your thoughts on the game. And what about the team? Come on, this will be your last chance to predict it and have your wish. Does Sakala play? Does Scott Wright play? Does James Sands make his debut? Does John Lundstrom play? A guy who perhaps looked like his days were maybe numbered at Rangers. Does he play tonight? What would you make of that? And of course, you've got a vested interest elsewhere. Should John Souter play for Hearts tonight? Will he play for Hearts tonight? How do you see that situation panning out in the coming days? Give us a call right now on those and let us know. 01419511025. Here's what the manager thinks of the trip to Pittodrie.
Well, it's been very beneficial. Of course, I think it was good to give the players a rest, which we did. And everyone came back fresh on the 5th of January. So we had almost 2 weeks to prepare ourselves for the game. Also had more time to work with the players on the pitch and also with team meetings. So it was very, very good to get a little bit more in depth in the way we want to play, the things we have to improve, and especially also the things we've done really well so far.
I think we'll see more of a Giovanni Van Bronckhorst stamp on Rangers now, Gordon. Not to say that we didn't before, but remember, he came straight in after that Hibs defeat, went straight into European action, straight back to domestic stuff. It's midweek, it's a crazy schedule, and now he's actually had a bit of time to get the players on the training field, work at some things, as he said. Do you think, even although he did make an impact quickly, we might even see even more of that going forward?
100%. 100%. He'd have ticked it over, Gordon. He'd have tweaked one or two little things. Didn't complicate it. Just kept it going. Knew the winter break was coming. Decided to give his players a few days off, which most clubs do. And then it was back to hard work on the training ground. And he's had them for 2 weeks, probably doing a you know, double sessions, working on different things tactically, shape wise, where he wants players to be when the ball's in certain areas of the pitch. Yeah, of course, I think you'll see a big improvement in Rangers, you know, differently tactically, way they get the ball forward, how they play. I'll still be the same shape, I'll still be the same wingers on the, you know, on the touchline, really stretching the game. But I think you'll see one or two differences now, the fact that he's got time to work with them.
I mean, if that is the case, and he might be wrong because he has been before, but if that is the case, then that would be worrying for the rest of the league, Roger, because Rangers went into this break 6 points clear. Yes, it was cut last night. They've made money off Nathan Patterson, but you wouldn't say the starting 11's been impacted in any real way.
No.
Do you think there is still more to come?
Giovanni Van Bronckhorst was certainly hoping so. He made the point that the first 11 hadn't really been weakened by the departure of Nathan Patterson to Everton. It'll be interesting to see the team tonight, because as well as Patterson going, as you said, Scott Arfield's got an injury. Joe Aribo's away at the Africa Cup of Nations. I think he plays for Nigeria again tomorrow night. So they haven't gone and, you know, brought in half a dozen new players yet. James Sands is there being the squad tonight, you would think. The other signing, of course, is not yet at the club, John Souter. It'll be interesting to see whether they get him in before the end of this month to further bolster the squad for the run-in. But makeup of tonight's team will be interesting, whether or not it is more of a Giovanni Van Bronckhorst style team, because the style is beginning to evolve from that rigid 4-3-3 that Steven Gerrard went for.
Who would you go for tonight? I mean, I think most of it at the back sort of picks itself, doesn't it? So let's think in front of that.
The question mark is in front of it, Gordon. Aberdeen's always a tricky, you know, they need the energy. It's quite a tight pitch up there. They'll be at you, of course they will be, because
crowd back in, they'll be banging up for it. Yep.
Yeah, a bit of atmosphere. I definitely would go with Hadji in there, Kamara. I would have Morelos, Kane right now. The question is, I've not seen Sands. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he throws him in.
Really?
Yeah, well, you look at Celtic.
John Lundstrom.
He's my next one. So it was. Or they might go and say, right, okay, if we can dominate this game, we need guys on the ball like Kamara. It takes care of it. Davis is one of the best in the business. But you just wonder at the beginning of the game, it's going to be that fiery game. It's not at Ibrox. We all know Pittodrie is a very, very tight pitch to play on. They'll be at you. So he might go for a bit of energy and pace in there with a Lundstrom or a Sands. As I say, I don't know a lot about him. But if you look at the reaction Celtic got last night with their two guys that they've thrown in for their debuts, then Van Bronckhorst, looking at the training, had 2 weeks, might just be looking at this guy and saying, yeah, you're ready to go now. But interesting to hear the team lines.
But interesting Aberdeen as well, Daz, because, you know, we sort of tend to cast aside the teams that are playing against Celtic and Rangers. But Aberdeen, prior to the winter break, were looking better than they had done in the first spell of the season. You know, there was a spell very early on after, I think they lost a Saturday night game at Dundee. Mm. You know, Stephen Glass's job wasn't certain, even, you know, despite the fact he was just in the door. So they had picked up a lot. Lewis Ferguson's been playing well. They actually went more offensive. You know, there were times when Hedges and Watkins were playing off Ramirez and they were trying to take the game to the opposition. They scored twice at Ibrox. They were 2-0 up at Ibrox. I think they will fancy they can maybe catch Rangers tonight and take something off Rangers in the first game out the split.
I think the Aberdeen team is just coming out, so Dave Galloway will bring us that in a second. We'll get the Rangers team as soon as it's out as well. Let's go to Jeffrey, who's on the line as a Rangers fan at the moment. How are you feeling ahead of tonight, Jeffrey?
Quite confident. We're not overconfident. We've got a good record at playing at Aberdeen. There's two points I want to make. Obviously we're talking about the game. Quite confident, but we're missing some key players. Who knows? I mean, I agree with what Gordon said. Gordon DL, which is very unusual. It's going to be one of these games where I think whoever scores first is going to win the game. I think, as always with Aberdeen Rangers games.
Gordon, I mean, Jeffrey's confident. Would you share his confidence?
Yeah, I said on Saturday, and I'm sticking by it, I think that Celtic and Rangers both have got the quality in squads and players. I know Aribo is a massive miss because he's been in terrific form, Gordon. But I just think that they've got enough in their locker. It will be difficult. It's away from home. It is always a difficult venue to go to. But I just think with the Rangers manager having time to work on his ideas for the last 2 weeks, I think they'll have enough in the locker, and I think they will win the game tonight.
Yeah, listen, I tend to think so. They were really good prior to the winter break, Rangers. They had been sluggish at times under Steven Gerrard, and things didn't quite look, it didn't look like a happy place. I think when Bronckhorst came in, the players immediately seemed to get a lift. There was wee tweaks to the way they played the game. They actually looked a yard quicker than they had done in those opening weeks of the season, Daz.
And he's got Morelos firing again, Roger, which is a massive bonus for him.
Think how many Tuesday nights and Saturdays we would sit here listening to callers phoning in complaining about Morelos. Mm-hmm. And we made the point a few times, we felt Morelos was spending too much of his time with his back to goal, too deep, coming short, trying to link up the play. And I think when Bronckhorst just said to him, you're the centre forward, you're the guy who should be scoring the goals, put yourself into positions between the two posts where you can score those goals. And he's getting the best out of Morelos, or certainly was in that spell before the winter break.
Rangers fans, here is your team, and Aberdeen fans, here is your team as well. Dave Galloway.
It's Look at Rangers first, and Sands will make his debut for the club. He'll play in midfield, of course. The Rangers starting 11 is McGregor, Tavernier, Goldson, Bassey, Barisic, Kamara, Sands, Hadji, Wright, Kent and Morelos. Subs, McLaughlin, Simpson, Balogun, King, Lindstrom, Bakuna, McCann, Itten and Fashion. Looking at Aberdeen, they will start. Well, the big news for them, firstly, is that Scott Brown is back in the starting lineup following illness. They go with Lewis, McCrory, Brown, Ramirez, Hedges, Ojo, Hayes, Ferguson, Jenks, Ramsey and Bates. The subs, Woods, Gallagher, McGinn, Emmanuel Thomas, McGeoch, McLennan, Campbell, Barron and Kennedy.
There we have it, a debut for James Sands. Gordon DL, what do you make of that?
Well, I said it was an option, Gordon. I didn't know if he would throw him in, but he's obviously had the opportunity to work with the boy since he's come in the door. He feels he's ready for it. And it's a great debut. You got there, if you're going to pick an away ground to go to that you want to make a debut, Tynecastle or Pittodrie would be for me all day long. He'll thrive on that. It'll be interesting. The Rangers fans will get their first glimpse of him tonight. It's a very attacking Rangers side as usual. I'm glad that Hadji's in there. I think Hadji's a terrific player. Morelos is back in amongst the goals. Kent's playing very well. So I think that'll be a very good game at Pittodrie. But I still think, as much as I hear that Aberdeen team, there's some good players in there. There's some good experienced players in there. But I just think that Rangers have got the better players. They're in better form, and I think they will win the game.
I'm a fairly simple football fan. Roger Hanna, anytime any player signs for a new club in any window, but particularly in January, I'd just like to see them make their debut straight away. It's the curiosity factor. We'll get a real good look at him in an intense environment and see what he's made of.
Yeah, listen, Rio Hatate set the bar especially high for newcomers to the SPFL Premiership last night, and that's really all Giovanni Van Bronckhorst needs to say to James Sands tonight. You're coming away to Pittodrie. This is an iconic fixture in Scottish football. You go and make an impact on this game. And it was interesting to read Ronnie Dyla's comments on him. You know, he's his former manager at New York City FC, saying he's got the energy about him, he's got the enthusiasm, he can play a bit as well. So Ronnie Dyla thinks he'll be a good fit for the Premiership. Let's go and see him tonight.
Is that the endorsement the Rangers fans were all hoping for?
Well, listen, any endorsement's a good endorsement of a new signing, isn't it?
Well, Ronnie knows what it takes to win a title here, of course. Geoffrey, how do you feel about seeing James Sands for the first time? Does that surprise you, or was that what you were expecting?
Well, it's, I was sort of half expecting it, but not so soon. Yeah, I mean, two good teams tonight. Aberdeen, very strong. Rangers, very strong. As I said to you, whoever scores first will probably win the game. Right, can I make another point as well?
Oh, go on then.
Right, I want to sort of go off senior football.
Oh, right, make it quick if you can. I didn't realise we were changing topics so drastically, which is fine, but we're close to the travel, so make it snappy.
Junior football, with Auchinleck and Clydebank playing on Saturday, my junior team, Pollock, are investing in their ground to make it playable to go into the Pyramid League. Do you think that some of the junior, stronger junior teams should be allowed to play in the lower leagues and then work their way up into the senior?
Yeah, well, quickly, Roger. The Pyramid is there now, and Clydebank are in that, and so are Pollock, as Geoffrey says.
Yeah.
So listen,
there's nothing to stop teams going, there are loads of teams. You'll see more in the Scottish Cup this weekend. You know, there's Darvel who are going to our both banks of Dee, who take on Raith Rovers in the Cup, as well as, you know, East Kilbride who go to Peterhead. There are a few what we wrongly call non-league clubs playing in the fourth round this weekend. They will bring value to it. And all you need to do is look at the team who are playing first in the Cup, Cove Rangers, who came out of the Highland League, went through League Two, are currently top of League One. And unless there's some real mishap, we'll be playing championship football. They've set the bar for the rest.
Thanks, Geoffrey. 01419511025. Rangers fans, you know your team news. It's a debut for James Sands. What do you make of that? Is that the team you would have picked? Will John Souter start for Hearts tonight, or are his days numbered? We'll find out next.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hannah and Gordon DL are here. Keep the calls coming in, 0141 951 1025, whether it's to look back on last night or indeed to look forward to what's about to take place this evening. Debut for James Sands. Rangers fans, what do you make of that team tonight? Is that the one you would have picked? How confident are you of coming back down from Pittodrie with all 3 points? Now, the obvious man to link the Rangers game to the Hearts and Johnson game would be a certain John Souter. Does he start for Hearts against St Johnstone tonight, Gabriel?
Yes, good evening from a windy Tynecastle, where the big news coming out of the changing rooms now before kickoff is that John Souter does start for the Jambos, despite signing that pre-contract with Rangers last week. Robin Nielsen, the manager, spoke to the media yesterday. He said that Souter will be available until things change and Rangers offer a significant fee to make the move happen now. And that is, of course, because Hearts want to push for European football this season. They are third in the league with 36 points after 20 games. And, of course, Souter has been one of the standout performers this campaign across the entire division. He scored for Scotland when he played at the end of last year, and he has assured Nielsen and the Hearts fans he'll be giving 100% in training and in games whilst he's still at the club. He's only missed 2 matches all campaign. He scored 3 times and led the impressive defensive record that Hearts currently have. But it's going to be really interesting to see when the fans do arrive here in Gorgie what reception they give him when he's out doing the warm-up and when he lines up for the game. He, of course, starts. It's one of 4 changes for the Jambos since the game against Ross County on Boxing Day. Captain Craig Gordon starts in goal. They are in their 3-4-3 usual formation. It's Souter at the back with Craig Halkett and Stephen Kingsley. Michael Smith starts at right wing back with Peter Haring and Cammy Devlin in midfield. Alex Cochrane on the left-hand side. Gary Mackay, Stephen, comes in with Josh Ginnelly and Barry Mackay completing the front three. On the bench is Stuart McInniff, Boyce, Atkinson, Moore, Halliday, Henderson and Pollock. All eyes will be on Souter then, but there are another team playing here tonight. It's St Johnstone, bottom of the table. They've only got 14 points after 20 games and they are really struggling. They've lost 8 games in a row. The last game was 3-1 against Celtic at home, a defeat there. They've made 6 changes since that fixture on Boxing Day. They've reverted to a 4-3-3 formation as well. Xander Clark comes back in. Dan Cleary makes his debut at right back. Liam Gordon, Jamie McCart and Callum Booth make up the back four. 3 midfield, Murray Davidson, Jacob Butterfield and Cameron McPherson. Nadir Chiefgee makes another debut for a Scottish club. Michael O'Halloran and Stevie May complete the 11. On the bench, it's Parrish, Brown, Gallagher, Kane, Middleton, Gilmore, Crawford, Ambrose and Craig. The referee here at Tynecastle is Nick Walsh.
What do you make of that then? John Souter does start for Hearts. Does that suggest anything to you? Does that suggest he's less likely to go to Rangers this window? Rangers fans, Hearts fans, let us know your thoughts on it. Maybe you're not reading too much into it. Hearts fans, or anyone who's interested really, what type of reception do you think he'll get tonight? 0141 951 1025. We were about to speak to George in Knightswood. You've just disappeared, George. If you're listening, give us a call back right now and we'll get you on. What do you make of it? You surprised John Souter starts?
Not at all. No, that's what it suggests. I think it suggests that Robbie Nielsen's not going to cut off his nose despite his face. John Souter is one of the Hearts' best players. You could see it in the first half of the season. That's why Rangers have moved to sign him in the pre-contract deal. He is crucial in that three-man defence that Gabriel speaks about. And I always thought Robbie Nielsen would pick him, and he will continue to pick him as long as he's a Hearts player. I listened to Jim Goodwin yesterday. He takes St Mirren up to Tannadice tonight. He was asked similar things about Jamie McGrath. You know, there was chat of Jamie McGrath on the brink of signing for another club, and Jim Goodwin says he won't be here forever. He will sign for another club at some stage, but until that stage arrives, he'll continue to be picked in the St Mirren first team. And I think that's Robbie Nielsen's view of John Souter. He's a realist, Robbie Nielsen. He knows that if Tony Watt can go from Motherwell to Dundee United this month, having signed a pre-contract, then if the money's right, John Souter can go from Hearts to Rangers this month. But until he leaves and packs his boots and goes to Ibrox, Robbie Nielsen will keep putting him in the team.
What type of reception will he get though, Gordon? Because that's the other, you know, obviously in a footballing sense, it's a no-brainer. John Souter's a good player. You play him if you're Robbie Nielsen, but life is rarely that simple. If the Hearts fans are going to boo his every touch, if it's going to make a weird atmosphere, if it's going to have some sort of detrimental impact on him, and I'm not saying it will, that's why I said if, you know, that's where the decision becomes a bit more Yeah, complicated.
I think you'll get a mixed reception, Gordon. There'll be a big crowd in at Tynecastle tonight, obviously. First game back, they're desperate to see Hearts. I think there'll be a lot of supporters go along and appreciate that, you know, his contract's up, he's going to Rangers, fine. They won't like the fact it's a team in the same league competition. But the lad needs to move on. It's
I think he'll get a bit of stick at first.
I think he'll get a bit of, you know, I think there'll be supporters there that appreciate what he's done for Hearts. And they realise that he's going to move on anyway. They'll be a bit disappointed maybe that they were hoping, right, go down to the Championship or down to England, out the road, and then we can say that you've been brilliant for Hearts, but you've got to come back here with Rangers. You might help Rangers obviously go and beat us, and Rangers pick up points, help them. But I hope he does get a good reception. As Fraser Wisher summed up brilliantly, a man changing job. But it's football. We know there'll be people out there not happy with it, and he will come in for a bit of criticism. But I totally agree with Robbie Nielsen and Roger. I'd have played him all day long as
Let's bring in George, who is a Rangers fan. How are you feeling about tonight, George? Confident? You alright, George?
Yep, fine, yep.
What are you thinking?
A wee point on the Rangers team. I think it's time for Ryan Kent to stand up. Aribo was a big miss. Yes, we hold our hands up to that, but I think it's time Ryan Kent can stand up and take over.
You go along with that, Roger?
Well, if you remember, he started last season at Pittodrie with a winning goal. Morelos played him through, and that was the first goal that set Rangers on the way to winning the championship. He has been inconsistent, I think, so maybe the best word for it this season. He can score terrific goals like the one he scored at Ibrox against Ross County, but he can also fall out of games. Quite often you found that Steven Gerrard would keep him on, whether he was good, bad or indifferent. I don't think he quite gets that luxury with Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. I think Van Bronckhorst will probably have worked with him. Roy Mackay, Dave Voss, the coaches will have worked with him to try and bring a consistency to his game, and also explain the difference in his role from the sort of number 10 position that he played under Steven Gerrard to more of an orthodox winger that I think Giovanni Van Bronckhorst wants him to be. I actually think he can be as good in that position as he can be in the number 10 position. So I think George is right. This could be a big run to the end of the season for Ryan Kent, and this could be a big night for him too.
I accept I have plucked one of many stats, and I'm not for a second suggesting Ryan Kent's having a bad season or anything like it. Everybody likes goals, don't they? Everybody likes numbers. He's got 2 and 20 this season. He'll look for more than that, won't he? And I think once he scored actually at home to St Johnstone, the manager said as much after the game.
Yeah, of course he'll look for more. Even although he's asked to play a different position now for that number 10 role, as Roger was saying, I like him the wide area, Gordon. I like him on that touchline. I think he gives Rangers that threat. If they get the ball to him, he can go by a defender, he can come inside, he can play a wall pass, he's got a lot of abilities, Ryan Kent. They need to get him on the ball. Sometimes in the number 10 role, he sort of switches off a little bit for me, whereas in this role out in the wide areas, the way that Van Bronckhorst likes to play with the width and the pace, he'll be getting plenty of the ball tonight. I think it will be a big end of the season for him, because he's certainly a talent.
What does that say about Joe Aribo's trajectory, George, that all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, but this season compared to other seasons, he's now the main man that you're sort of missing when he's not in the team?
Struggle to see how we can cope without him, and I'm just hoping that Ryan Kent can take over.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I get that, trying to fill those boots. What do you make of the decision to play James Sands, George? How are you feeling about seeing him?
Is an untried guy, and I don't really know a lot about him. But I think he'll do a job.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a lot of faith been shown, that's for sure.
Well, Maeda and Hattie didn't see him.
Run that by me.
I know.
Bless you.
You've been getting it right Hattati. All night, so I don't know what happened.
Okay, sorry, my apologies. Hattie. They made their debuts last night, and Celtic fans are on here raving about them. Sands, the days are gone. They're coming into the big club, sitting the bench, waiting for your opportunity. Aribo's not there. He's had a couple of weeks to settle in. All of a sudden, the manager thinks, yeah, you've been doing well in training, I believe in you. Great venue to go and play. Great atmosphere. I think that, you know, the days going of people blending into the team are gone. Get them in there, hit the ground running, see what you've got.
There are some very interesting pieces of team news out there.
I was just thinking, I was just looking at them, Gordon.
We've already spoken about John Souter. He starts for Hearts. Tony Watt's situation's a lot more simple. You'd expect him to start for Dundee United. He does not. He is on the bench. And St Mirren fans, I've got some bad news for you. There is no Jamie McGrath anywhere in that St Mirren squad tonight. Does that look like he's heading elsewhere? Pick up the phone, give us all your thoughts, whether it's Celtic last night, John Souter, Tony Watt, Jamie McGrath, you pick. Let's hear from you.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to take on Roger Hannah or Gordon DL. 7 questions right out of 7 for Hugh Keevans last night. Look at, he was punching the air because he thought I was talking about him last week. Hugh Keevans, 7 out of 7 last night. Outstanding. So the bar has been set. If you want to take on Roger or Gordon, dial 0141 951 1025 before 7. And your chance to beat the pundit is next.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna, Gordon DL, both here, both ready to take your calls. Whether it's Celtic's performance last night, Rangers' trip to Aberdeen, Tony Watt not starting for Dundee United, John Souter getting a start for Hearts, or anything else you think we've missed, pick up that phone. I'm getting tweets here about Jamie McGrath as well, so we'll get to that and everything else if you pick up the phone right now.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit. It's 1-0 to the listeners. No, it's not 1-0 to the pundits. I'm talking rubbish. It was 7. A 7 for Whoa. Hugh Keevans last night. Things you never thought you would see. Gavin is in York Hill. How's it going, Gavin?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You've had a good week already, Gavin, because you're a Celtic fan, so I'm assuming you enjoyed last night.
Yeah, I was over the moon. It was a cracking performance. I'm really impressed by the debuts of Hatate and Maeda. So all good. Hopefully it continues.
I could draw a tenuous link to this being Gavin's debut on Beat the Pundit, and will it be as good a debut as Hatate had last night? Yeah. I won't go there. I won't.
Who had
the
better night last night, Rio Hatate or Hugh Keevans?
Hatate.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hugh got 7 out of 7 though.
Ah, but Hatate was doing it in front of 60,000.
Hugh was doing it in front of a couple of 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, I'll give it to old Shoggy then. Yeah.
No, serious note though, Gavin, they hit the ground running, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yep. It was brilliant. Can't complain.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be fascinating. Heads though, you will play Roger tonight. Tails, you will play Gordon DL. And it's heads, I'm afraid. It's Roger Hanna. He does start on -1 though, Gavin.
All the best, Gavin.
So if you get through them quickly, see what we can do. Let's give Roger Hanna something else to listen to at the moment. Right, Gavin, I know you've never played before. I'm sure you've heard it. 30 seconds. Answer as many questions if you can. If you don't know, pass and move on, okay?
Yep, no worry.
Let's do it. 30 seconds starts now. Which Scotsman has played the most minutes for Rangers this season?
Pass.
Who scored Celtic's opener last night?
Maeda.
St Mirren's Conor Ronan is on loan from which English top flight side?
Pass.
Name a Scottish club that Pat Nevin played for.
Motherwell.
Who won the FIFA Best Men's Player Award last night?
Lewandowski.
Who was the most recently appointed manager in the Scottish Premiership?
Pass.
Which country did Giovanni van Bronckhorst play against in the 2010 World Cup final?
Spain.
Who is Hearts' top scorer this season?
What's his name?
Go on, throw a name at me. Is it gone?
No, can't think.
Right,
gone.
Let's bring Roger Hanna back. Roger, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Same set of questions. 30 seconds. Your time starts now. Which Scotsman has played the most minutes for Rangers so far this season?
Alan McGregor.
Who scored Celtic's opener last night?
Deison Maeda.
St Mirren's Conor Ronan is on loan from which English top flight side?
Wolves.
Name a Scottish club Pat Nevin played for.
Clyde.
Who won FIFA Best Men's Player Award last night?
Lewandowski.
Who was the most recently appointed manager in the Scottish Premiership?
Sean Maloney.
What country did Giovanni van Bronckhorst play against in the 2010 World Cup final?
Spain.
And who is Hearts' top scorer this season?
Liam Boyce.
What's the verdict, Gavin?
Yeah, well done, Roger Hanna. That was a good effort.
Oh, Gav.
When you know, you know.
Oh, you know, you know.
But do you know what? I thought Gavin was fine, but you can just tell. You know, Roger's got the bit between his teeth. Even if, I don't know if he started on -3 tonight, if it would make a difference. Right, Alan McGregor is the answer to number one. So I'm afraid he pool's level, if you like, Gavin. That's his minus one wiped
see
out.
You, Gavin.
Well, Gavin knew dies in Maida, so
yeah, we're still, well, that's a hard one.
We're eh? Still level at this point. Mm-hmm. Conor Ronan is from Wolves, so Roger goes in front. But there was, listen, Gavin was scrapping away. He knew that Pat Nevin played for Motherwell, Kilmarnock, Clyde. Mm-hmm. He knew Lewandowski, mm-hmm. so he's hanging in there until Roger Hanna got Sean Maloney. Gavin also knew that Van Bronckhorst played against Spain. But so did Roger Hanna, mm-hmm. and Gavin did not know that Liam Boyce was Hart's top scorer, and Roger did. He got everyone right. He got 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Anything Hugh can do, Roger can do better.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Is it that, just that one strand of hair that's coming down the middle of your face?
Is that what gives him his power?
Just that one strand. I wish people could have seen that.
I think my power has been diminished. I'm afraid to close my eyes now in case Gordon takes my
photograph. Well, I thought you were bringing a new lucky charm.
Gavin, you can't complain at that, can you? You got 4, which is perfectly respectable. That would probably be enough to beat Gordon DL.
No, I was okay.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that, and I did have Liam Boyce in my head.
No, you can get him
out, but it still wouldn't have been enough.
Gavin, it was a pleasure to speak to you. Well,
all the best, Gavin. Cheers.
Right, cheers, lads.
Unlucky, Gavin. Bye.
Unbelievable. So we'll see if you could get the 10, because the last twice this has happened, I think it was, Andy, Halliday and Hugh, so I can't remember, but they got like 7.
Daz last.
Sorry, we pushed you for the 10.
There's absolutely no credit in this studio whatsoever.
It just surprises me.
That surprised me as well.
But we pushed you for the 10, you couldn't do
it. I got 9.
Same with Hugh last night. Let's see if you can do it, Roger. Right. Name either Dundee United player who's received a red card this season.
Callum Butcher.
And which side finished bottom of the Scottish Championship last season?
Alloa.
Look at that. 10 out 10? Of 10. I don't remember last time anyone did that. Superb.
I'm just going to get one of these strands of hair.
He's refreshed after the
it's amazing how quickly he removed it. He went sweep.
He's refreshed after the winter break. That's what it is.
Oh, he's back.
He's been on the training ground.
That's his job, isn't it? He sits there in the office. And the only one I never got was the Wolves one.
Conor Ronan.
Yeah, I struggle with that.
Right, okay. 01419511025. Celtic fans, still time to get your thoughts on last night's performance in. So let's hear that, please. Maeda, Hatate, Starfelt, anything else that jumped out at you, get your thoughts in right now. Rangers fans, how are you feeling about tonight? We've got Tony Watt on the bench for Dundee United. We've got John Souter starting for Hearts. No Jamie McGrath for St Mirren. There is a lot going on there.
You two have been very good. You've not even mentioned the Motherwell team yet. Jordan Romart's making a start, and he's for the first time as a permanent Motherwell player.
We'll get to them. David Healy's on Twitter. He says, it's not bad news in my eyes about McGrath not being in the squad. His level has dropped. His head obviously turned. I just want cash for him in January now. So no Jamie McGrath for St Mirren tonight. Roger, is that how big a sign is that he's on his way?
Listen, I fancy they would go at some stage during this window. Aberdeen, who are obviously were watching tonight, Dave Galloway's watching them against Rangers, they were quoted. Wigan Athletic, I think, perhaps leading the fight. Birmingham City were mentioned as well as a possible landing point for him. He's a Republic of Ireland international who has come to St Mirren and really improved his game. And he will move on. He will make himself a deal more money than he's making in Paisley just now. And St Mirren will get a bit of money for him that they can reinvest in the team. And hopefully Jim Goodwin can get players in that he feels can strengthen St Mirren for the second half of the season. Because the way it is at the bottom of the league just now, they're not that far away from the drop zone.
And they're in poor form. So I think that's a big blow. Especially away from home. I think you need your best players. He'll be looking to get a good result under his belt, Jim, and start the season again, get it going. Because they're poor. They've been really, really poor, Gordon. So, yeah, you lose one of your best players. But if he was available tonight, I don't care. I'd be playing him.
01419511025 on the phone. Stephen is a Motherwell fan. Now, he's from Cambuslang, but it also says on the way to the game. So if he's still in Cambuslang, we're in trouble. I assume you're somewhere up the A9, Stephen.
No, I walked it to Dingwall, Gordon.
You and I know that's not true.
By the way, was Gordon DL's New Year's resolution? He sounded like he knew what he was talking about. 10 out of 10, don't believe it.
I know. Well, no, that was Roger. Gordon got 7 last week. He's not capable of 10, unfortunately.
Hey, progress. That's all I want. That's
Watt.
It's a step in the right direction. What are you expecting tonight then? Life after Tony Watt, what does it look like?
I'm a bit disappointed at the squad, to be honest. I mean, I came on here the other night and I was singing Graham Alexander's praises, but I don't think we have enough attacking threat on the bench. I mean, we've got Justin Ramalhous on there and Connor Shields, who he's so good, he's, but doesn't Justin, he's not really had a run in the team yet. I was hoping to see maybe Ross Tierney on the bench and Liam Shaw, but they two have not been named in the squad. And I don't know why we've named two goalkeepers. That's a bit mystifying to me, so...
Yeah, I suppose it's that nine substitutes. Remember, Stephen, that makes a good point. Liam Shaw, Ross Tierney, two of Motherwell's January recruits. You thought at least a place on the bench, Roger.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised at that myself, I have to say. Liam Shaw was speaking to the media yesterday ahead of the game. That's usually an indicator that they're going to be involved in some shape or form. So I don't know whether, listen, he's maybe picked up a little knock overnight or something like that. It's the same with Tierney. But you have to remember as well, Motherwell were going well before the winter break. Graham Alexander, I think, has got a couple of Manager of the Month awards. They won that game on Boxing Day at home to Livingston. So they're not maybe in the same need of, you know, sticking new players in. What did Gabriel say? Five or six changes for St Johnstone, the bottom side. Motherwell don't need to do that. They were in a good place before the break. I think Graham Alexander trusts the players that he's got, and they'll just be looking to pick up
Roger,
where they left off.
I've got to admit, I'd be surprised if there's not a reason that one of them ain't on the bench. You bring two new players in, Shaw coming in from Celtic.
Nine subs as well.
Nine subs, and they put two goalkeepers. There must be a reason behind that, Gordon. I'll be very surprised if they're not, but there must be.
But that Motherwell team in full, Liam Kelly in goal, Stephen O'Donnell, Saul Holm, Mugabe, McGinley across the back, Goss, Maguire and Donnelly in midfield, Roberts, Woolery, Van Veen. So that's what the strike force looks like after Tony Watt. Happy enough with that, Stephen? Does a Tony Watt replacement need to be signed? Is that person Zach Rudden? How do you see the attack looking between now and the end of the season?
In my opinion, yes. In my opinion, you cannot lose a top goal scorer in the week and not replace him. Just if I can, guys, I'm actually up here in Dingwall. I've got my YouTube channel. It's called The Different View. I'm starting to go around and review clubs' disabled facilities because I think there's more that needs to be done for disabled fans. So it's A Different View, all one word, on YouTube. And as you know, Gordon, there's a wee interview in there with you as well, if I can just get that
out. Don't let that put people off, Stephen, for goodness sake. Tell us a little bit. Tell us a bit more about that. I certainly don't mind you mention it. How challenging is it to go to the different disabled facilities? Is it something that Scottish football needs to do better at?
I would have expected them to put, if he was going to put anyone, Connor Shields in for the start, because I'm sure he started the last game.
I'm giving you the chance to plug your YouTube channel here, and you're banging on about Connor Shields.
Line up, I think they may struggle tonight.
Honestly, this guy, he's not listening to me. Stephen, Stephen.
Stephen.
Can you hear me, Stephen? He's gone. I'm going to take that as a no. No, he's still there. Stephen, are you back? I'm giving you the chance to plug your YouTube channel, and you're banging on about Connor Shields. Tell us about the disabled facilities at the games. What are the challenges you face?
So basically, you see tonight, particularly the Ross County vlog that's going to go out on Thursday, that we can be stuck in the corner sometimes, and when we're attacking towards that end, you can't really see. So it's like they just knew. This is the same with a lot of clubs. I don't want to think that I'm getting to Ross County here, because there's a few that are the same. It's definitely just sticky where they can. If you look at the vlog that I released tonight at St James's Park, you're elevated. And above the bar, there's a much better view. And again, as I say, that's a different view, all one word, than I plan to take it, not just to the UK, all across Europe, to see how we can compare that. I don't want to get at Scottish clubs. What I want to do is I want to help them. I want to help them get better. And I'm looking to have a go at them. I know that Ross County have just come up into the Premiership about a decade ago, maybe. So maybe they need pointers as to how they can improve their facilities, and that's what I'm hoping to do. I'm looking to slam people, because I know they can only work with the space that they've got.
Good on you. You're the man to drive forward this change, I'm sure, Stephen. Well done. That was Stephen from Cambuslang in Dingwall, partly on about Conor Shields and want to give his YouTube
channel.
I think
your worst nightmare could be sitting next to that boy in the way home from Dingwall tonight.
He'll be excited if Mother will win, won't they?
Yeah,
if the
he's good lad. He's a road. Very good lad.
A tough game, Roger. I just can't quite get a full grasp on Ross County. They certainly seem better than 10th, and in fact, the recent results would tell you that they are better than that. Although Harry Clark's now left for Hibs as well. They're good enough to stay up, aren't they?
I think they're good enough to stay up. I've banged on about this before. I've said it as a few times. Any time I've seen them, they've actually quite impressed me, and I think they could kick on. I think they maybe need, and it's going to sound daft because they scored five at Dens Park, I think they maybe need somebody who can get them the goals in the second half of the season. That's going to be the difference among those bottom, I'm going to say bottom five. I think Dundee United in seventh are too good to get sucked into, particularly now Tony Watt's on the premises. But Livingston, St Mirren, Ross County, Dundee, St Johnstone, they'll be the five scrapping to avoid those bottom two places. And if you can find somebody who's going to get you maybe even eight goals between now and the end of the season, that might be enough to keep you safe.
Let's check in with Gabriel quickly. Just a brief one from Gabriel. Any sort of reception either way for John Souter when the teams come out to warm up, Gabriel?
Yeah, well, Hearts ran out as a team and they're doing their warm-up now. As he did come out, there were a few boos, two or three, one or two expletives, but in the main, on the whole, it was a show of support. Whether it's for Souter or for the team, there was cheers and applause. The teams are about to head in now, about 30 minutes away from kickoff. So whether Souter gets a different reception when his name is read out, we'll have to wait and see. But the Gorgie faithful are fully behind their team here in Edinburgh.
Well, Martin's a Hearts fan. You heard that there, Martin. A few boos when John Souter ran out. Maybe that's no surprise. What do you make of the decision to play him tonight?
I reckon the majority of fans will still be behind him, because see, at the end of the day, he's still a Hearts player and he's paying his wages and he's a professional. And I think the type of guy John Souter is, are still good and he's all over the team. But I know you didn't actually want to lose like any of your best players to any other team in your league, but it's a short career. It's probably a lot of financial implications for him to go there, you know, probably paying more than what we can, you know. But as I said, he's a professional player. He'll still go and do a job for Hearts at the end of the season, or I see the Rangers come up with some money prior to that. I'll wish him well and wish him on his way, you know.
Does this change in any way, Martin, when Rangers play Hearts? You know, yeah. Does that become a different discussion?
That's a different discussion, mate. Aye, as it stands right here, right now, that's how I feel, eh?
Gordon?
Yeah, it will be different when if John Souter's not out of the building, he lines up against Rangers. But I agree with Martin. I think the majority of the fans will realise that it's a short-lived career. The boy's had a lot of bad injuries as well, Gordon, and he's done terrifically well to get to where he is now. He's a Scotland internationalist. He's got an opportunity to go to Rangers, probably earn more money as well. Yeah, I'm sure a Hearts fan would
probably about it.
Yeah, I'm sure a Hearts fans would have loved to have seen him going down south, but at the end of the day, he's decided that he wants to play his football at Rangers, and I wish him all the best. He's a very good player.
Thanks, Martin. It'll be interesting to see how that goes tonight. Before we take any more calls, let me mark your card with this.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Golden goals.
Right, last night we launched this brand new competition here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and you could win a huge cash prize at the end of the season. It's called Super Scoreboard's Golden Goals. It's very, very simple. Every single time Celtic or Rangers score between now and the end of the season, we're going to add at least £250 into the cash pot. And I mean League, Scottish Cup, or in Europe, whenever they score, we add more cash. Now, we actually started the pot at £1,000 as well before last night. Celtic scored twice. You don't need a calculator to figure out. We're now sitting at £1,500, £250 per goal. So tonight, same story. Rangers face Aberdeen. Anytime Rangers score, another £250 gets chucked into the pot, and at the end of the season, one very, very lucky person will win the entire cash amount. So don't miss this out. Get your phone out right now, you might as well, and enter for your chance to win every single penny of this huge tax-free prize. All you need to do is text GOAL to 61025. So literally G-O-A-L to 61025. It's £2 plus your standard message rate, over 18s only. The full terms and online entry are at Clyde1.com. Scottish Cup final day, Saturday 21st of May, 6pm. That's when the lines close. Goodness knows what that cash pot will be sitting at by then. A lot, I would imagine. But don't wait till then. Go and enter right now for your chance to win at the end of the season. Text GOAL to 61025.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna and Gordon Dalziel are here at 0141 951 1025, or it's Twitter at Clyde SSB. Building up to five huge games in the top flight this evening. Looking back on one big game in the top flight last night as well, it is all happening. So pick up that phone and let us know what's on your mind. We are about to look back again at the Celtic game with William on the line. Let me give you tonight's teaser, though very topical. I like this one. It's been sent in by Chris, who wants to know, can you name, since 2010-11, 10 players who've played for Rangers and for Aberdeen? It's that simple. However, it does not include current squad members of Rangers, yeah? It doesn't include current Rangers squad members. So we've chopped out a couple of obvious ones. Yeah.
Not Rangers squad members.
It does not include current Rangers squad members. So since 2010-11, name the last 10 who've played for both Rangers and Aberdeen, not including current Rangers squad members.
Bates?
Yes, Bates, well done. He's just been on the TV, easy one for you.
McCrory?
He was sitting next to David Bates, another easy one for you.
That was bad timing for your quiz question, Gordon.
It really was.
Hold on, the TV keeps going. What about Stephen Wright?
Who is Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright was a right back who played for Aberdeen and Rangers, but I think your timing's a bit out. Not since 2010-11. Now in the Rangers coaching staff for the kids, I think.
No,
Stephen.
But this is the thing here. Years. You've given him too much credit. Unfortunately, I am more on his wavelength. I think he's just got he's got the name wrong.
You mean Scott Wright, who's in the Rangers squad?
Yeah.
No, I meant Stephen Wright.
You didn't.
Can I give you Richard Foster?
You can. Let's leave it there then. That's three of the 10. Foster, McCrory, Bates, can you name, what about you lot out there, can you name the 10 players since 2010-11 who've played for Rangers and Aberdeen? Does not include Rangers current squad members. Bates, McCrory, Foster, seven more. If you like the sound of that, if you want the credit, the glory, like Chris, who sent tonight's teaser in, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. Let's speak to William, who's a Celtic fan. Sum up last night, William. What pleased you the most?
Hello, good evening, guys. To you, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I think it was a good game to watch. You know, it was good to be at. Two teams want to play. You know, two teams want to play football. Impressed with Maloney's style of play. You know, they keep the ball really well. Just the cutting edge, there was a problem with them. You know, they were brave on the ball, though, which you don't see a lot of teams coming to Parkhead and keeping the ball and being able to pass. I like the boys in midfield, and I think Henderson might struggle to get into that midfield, you know. But I'd like to talk about Hatate. I think the best compliment I can give her, Hatate, is he played the position the way McGregor plays the position. So I think that's the best compliment I can give him. You know, with McGregor sitting a wee bit deeper, Hatate played that sort of a more attacking role, when I think he played it the way McGregor would have played it, you know. So I think that's probably the biggest compliment I can give for Tati. Maeda looks a wee bit more physical than Furuhase. He looks as if he could put himself about and lead the line really well, you know, and he's obviously got that pace over the first 5-10 yards. So he looks like he'll score plenty of goals as well. And there's a wee point about Starfelt as well. I was impressed. I thought it was one of Starfelt's best games last night. I thought there was something that probably went out overlooked last night. There was a ball over the tap on the side, and Boyle was getting on it, and Starfelt read it really well and put it out for a shy. And I thought that boy played well there. You know, he played really well. His first day of the ball as well. So I thought it was a great game to watch and a good advert for the game.
Let's talk a bit about Maeda, that William says, you know, his sort of physical attributes. A lot's been said about Hatate and his performance last night. What did you make of Maeda? I mean, instant impact, obviously.
Yeah.
But what about more generally, overall?
I don't think he had impact of Hatate. But he got the goal, which is so, so important for a striker. Get that first goal. He looks like he's got unbelievable pace, Gordon. where William was talking about Maloney's bravery of his team playing out for the back, when you've got strikers of that pace, it close you down that quickly. It causes all sorts of problems. I thought his work rate was brilliant as well. Look, he's settling into the team. He gets his goal at home, front of 60,000. Great start for him. He will be a big influence in that Celtic side, no doubt.
Is that as important, Roger, as what he does on the ball? I get that, you know, people fall in love with football to see what happens generally on the ball, but the game's just evolved so much, and it's, I mean, like I say, it's every bit as important, especially the way Ange Postecoglou wants to play. He needs to be able to have guys like Maeda doing what he does off the ball. So it's easy to say last night, yeah, he got his goal, maybe didn't, for some people would, you know, say wasn't that involved after, but he is. It's the running, it's the movement, it's the pressing that's going to make him picked in that team.
Yeah, and it's not just Ange Postecoglou. I think there's that expectation now at top level clubs that you do need to do as much off the ball as you do on the ball. You know, you hear people saying they're very well coached without the ball, and you think that's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's actually true. It's the way they work, it's the way they lead the press. The centre forward in that front three will always lead the press and take the rest with him. So he needs to work hard. You saw how hard Kyogo worked in the first half of the season. There's not just an expectation, there's a real demand that you need to bring that work ethic. Goals, listen, Daz will tell you, strikers are always judging goals. It was a great start for Dazen Maeda last night, but you also are judged nowadays by the way you work for the team and what you contribute without the ball.
Let's hear a bit from Sean Maloney, actually, as William was nice enough to come on and praise the way Hibs tried to go about it last night.
I can take a lot, really. Start with the mentality, to go 2-0 down and still try and play the way that we did. Really, really pleased with that. And actually, some of our play, really, in the first couple of thirds, thought we were very good. I think moving forward, we have to try and use that to then create more chances. I think at times, really, really good. It was almost that final bit. We had to be more aggressive. We had to take those 1v1s. And I think that was maybe the difference a little bit tonight. I think lots of really good things today up until that final part. Now, to come here and do that at Celtic Park is not easy. I don't think there's no team has done that domestically. So what we now have to do is we have to use that to then go and create chances, score goals. But again, it's the third game. I would want it and was desperate for it today. Frustrated at times, but I can't be unhappy with the players that came and done this tonight. And considering we went 2-0 down as well early, like I can't be anything but really proud of them.
William, I think the hope, obviously, for Celtic fans was that when Keogh goes out, Maeda can come in and do that job, or indeed they can play together. Are you fearful that this Kyogo injury could last a bit longer than you first anticipated?
I hope no. I think obviously with the full season he played, you know, I think he's probably played a year without a break, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if it's more to do with the fatigue rather than an injury that can't be solved over a couple of weeks, you know. But I'm home. I mean, I don't think Ange will change his system, you know. So I think Maeda and Kyogo on the same side might have to change his system, you know. But he plays that 4-3-3, so I don't know if one of them could play wide. I know he's had Kyogo on the left, but I think we've got plenty of cover on the wing with Jota coming back, and obviously with Forrest. I thought Forrest played really well last night, I know. So I think I'm hoping that we'll probably see the best of these players maybe next year. You know, I don't think I think the problem is with them, they've had a full season and they're going into another season straight away. So I think once they get a rest over the summer, they'll maybe see a better of them for the next season rather than this season. Yeah. You know,
Ange Postecoglou says the business done means that he is more confident in the squad being able to cope without Kyogo. The manager confirmed the striker will miss some weeks after an injury setback.
Don't get me wrong, I'd much rather Kyogo was available and playing. You know, he's been outstanding, he's been a star, and you know, I'd much rather have him in the team. But you know, the whole idea of sort of recruiting in this January window was we need a stronger squad. I thought, you know, the back end of the first half of the season, we did really well, but we were running on fumes. You know, we had a lot of players we were sort of keep putting out there that were just, you know, not 100%, but they kept, you know, putting their hand up to play, and you know, we kind of got ourselves through that, but we couldn't do that again. So hopefully, you know, getting the guys in, the new guys in, and also getting some back from injury and being able now to rotate the squad through this early part especially is going to be important for us.
I mean, one reading of it, Roger, would be he's keeping his cards close to his chest. Another would be, well, he simply doesn't know. So what do you want him to say? How do you want him to put a time frame on it? Now, Boxing Day was over 3 weeks ago. It's now still being described as some weeks. We can at least, I think, assess now that it's a fairly significant hamstring injury.
Yeah, it seems to be. David Turnbull got hurt, if you remember, the week before in the League Cup final against Hibernian, and from there was going to be out for a couple of months. So even if it's not quite as bad as David Turnbull's injury, it could well keep him out. You know, they used to say it's a hamstring, it will be 6 weeks. It may have to be 6 weeks from the Boxing Day game at Perth.
Or maybe even longer, Gordon, just listening to the way Ange Postecoglou is describing it.
Yeah, but the difference now is, Gordon, I think they've got good cover as
yep,
much as
Kyogia
is their top player. I think they've got good cover in there. Giacomakis come on last night. I thought he looked lively as well,
yeah,
Gordon.
Yeah, not mentioned him yet.
Yeah, so he's got players there. He's got a decent squad. You look at the strength of the bench now. So they're in the right direction. There's no doubt.
Interesting to see, though, you say there's plenty there. With these World Cup call-ups ahead of the Old Firm game, what nick will the two teams be? You know, will Joe Aribo still be away at the Africa Cup of Nations? It looks as if Nigeria are going to get through their group into the knockout stages. And could Celtic be without, I know Haraguchi isn't in the Japan squad at the minute, but could they miss Hatate and Maeda and Tom Rogic because of these Asian and Oceanian qualifiers?
Thank you, William. John is a Rangers fan from Parkhead. What are you most excited about seeing from your Rangers team tonight, John?
Hi, Gordon.
Hello.
Roger.
Hi, John.
Two points. Obviously, my first point was to get to tonight's game. I'm quietly confident we're coming back down the road with the 3 points. Good to see the young boy Sands making his debut. But the one for me is Alfredo Morelos. I've been watching a couple of clips on the kind of Rangers TV, and I'm astonished at the amount of kind of the body weight. I'm not saying the fat, but the body weight that he's lost.
You're not saying fat, but you are saying fat.
Aye,
that's
you know
all right.
I mean.
That's okay. No, listen. I think you're right. I think lots of Rangers fans, John, have seen these clips of him sort of training and so on, and feel like he is looking trimmer. That's fine to acknowledge, Roger. And I think John's got a good point, doesn't he? You look at the goals return under Giovanni van Bronckhorst, and probably the first transfer window in a long time where there's not actually been any speculation about Alfredo Morelos. That stuff's gone away, and you know maybe it is easier, I don't know, for him to focus and get the head down a little bit.
Yeah, I think he certainly looks as if he's been up at Ravenscraig at 6 in the morning with a dazzler, giving it a bit. Mm-hmm. He is in a good place. We mentioned earlier on in the
Zumba,
show, John.
Is that what time Zumba's on? Is it 6 in the morning?
Yeah. The mind boggles. No, I was saying earlier on the show, John, not long before Steven Gerrard left, Morelos was coming in for a real stick, and Rangers fans were phoning in here saying, get him out of the team, get Sakala in, get Roof in, get Defoe in, get anybody in. And we just made the point that at that stage, Morelos wasn't doing the things that he's good at. He wasn't getting between the goalposts, getting the end across, flashing in shots, troubling defenders. Defenders love to see a centre forward going away from the goal. And that's what he was doing. He was getting too deep. He was getting involved in link-up play, and there was nobody going beyond him. And I think Van Bronckhorst very quickly came in and just told him, go and do what you're good at. Go and score goals. Go and stand up there where you're going to be between the posts. And when a Tavernier or a Barisic or a Ryan Kent puts those balls into the box, you make sure you're there to put the ball in the net. And he has looked transformed. He's looked almost back to his best under Van Bronckhorst.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he does tonight, Gordon. He's obviously, as people have noticed, probably worked on his fitness as well, his sharpness. That all goes well for Rangers if they can create the chances, because you know he's an actual goal scorer, so he can get goals for you. And if he's at his best and sharpest, then I think he'll be a real threat tonight. And you'll see him probably having a good end to the season, because I think he's buying into Van Bronckhorst's way of playing.
What else is on your mind, John?
Hi, Gordon. Just see before I go into the second point, I think maybe the boy Roy Mackay is a lot to do, but Roy Mackay was not a bad striker in the day, Gordon. I mean,
he was all right, Gordon.
Yeah. And
he'll do.
Of course, he'll do. And it's great the fact that he can get in there and have the 2 weeks of working with the strikers, Gordon, because that's what happens. They'll do split training sessions. He'll probably take the strikers, work with them, the movement, finishing. So it's obviously paying off just now.
And you go, John.
On the second point, just to see about Gordon and
and Roger Fine. Also, I'm thinking about young Nathan Parson. Obviously, Rafa's been he's been sacked. But I just want to ask a question: Who would have made the? Maybe Roger maybe knows a wee bit better. Roger and Gordon was a manager. But who would have made the appointment? Was it the manager? Was it the boardroom? Or have they got a sporting director of football?
No, they don't, John. Well, you can answer, Roger. That's part of the problem at Everton. The club's a bit of a mess.
It is part of the problem, John, because there was, I think Marcel Brands was the name of the sporting director down there for a period of time. He's away. The recruitment of the department seemed to have gone with him. It looked actually as if Rafa Benitez was getting carte blanche to go and sign the players. He brought in Mikalenko, the left back from Dynamo Kiev. He brought in Nathan Patterson from Rangers. You're talking, even before add-ons, you're talking about £30 million for two young fullbacks. And one defeat at Norwich later, out goes Benitez as well. Duncan Ferguson in charge again with some of the youth coaches. I think Johnny Brell and Alan Kelly and Leighton Baines have stepped up to help Big Dunk there. But there is now no real structure to that football department. So I know the point you're making about Nathan.
Yeah, but as you say, Duncan Ferguson in now, maybe the Scottish influence, a bit more game time. Thank you, John. We're going back to Pittodrie ahead of kickoff next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Atmosphere will be cranking up nicely at Pittodrie. Let's speak to Dave Galloway, get a flavour of the build-up and the team news.
Indeed, Gordon, it's great to see fans packed into Pittodrie. A good crowd here, not quite capacity, but like you say, the atmosphere has been building up very nicely indeed as kickoff edges ever closer. Aberdeen start with Lewis in goals. It's a back four of Ramsey, McCrory, Bates and Hayes. Midfield, Ojo, Ferguson and Brown, with Hedges and Jenks supporting Ramirez in attack. Rangers have McGregor in goals. It's a back four of Tavernier, Goldson, Bassey and Barisic. Midfield, Hadji, Kamara and debutant Sands, with Wright, Morelos and Kent up top. And as the teams begin to emerge to thunderous applause here at Pittodrie Stadium, the match referee is Kevin Clancy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one. Roger Hanna, how do you see it going?
You can't whack thunderous applause. That's better than normal applause. It fair play, is. Dave Galloway. Very, very difficult to call. They haven't played for 3 weeks. Aberdeen, as we say, got a point at Ibrox earlier in the season. I just think, having watched Celtic perform the way they did last night, Rangers will know there is no margin for error. They will feel they will need all of those 6 points if they're going to successfully defend the title. I would fancy Rangers 2-1.
Gordon, I've fallen for this. I've fallen for the absence makes the heart grow fonder. It felt like 3 months. It was only 3 weeks. It was such a good start to the game last night, end to end. I found myself getting genuinely excited about the return of top flight football, and hopefully more of the same tonight.
Yeah, I think what makes it now, Gordon, is the fact that the fans are in. There's no doubt of that. We're all looking forward to the football again. We like the break to go and look at the lower leagues, the championships, and you know, League One and League Two in Scotland. But it's all about the top league. It's all about games like this. It's all about 60,000 at Celtic Park last night. There's a good atmosphere there at Pittodrie. I think this will be fast and furious. I really do. I think it'll be a 100-mile-an-hour game. But I just think that Rangers have got the quality, and I'll be interested to see how James Sands does tonight for Rangers in the middle of the park.
Like, every battle is going to be a good one, but there's just something about when I saw the team lineups there. Brown, Ojo, Ferguson up against Sands, Kamara and Hadji. That could be really interesting.
Yeah, different sort of players. I think physically, I think Aberdeen are a bit more than what Rangers have got. But I just think the Rangers are looking to command that ball tonight. And when they command the ball, then they need footballers on the ball. And I think they've got that in abundance. And that's why I think I'm with Roger. I think it'll be a tight game, but I think Rangers will win this.
A really interesting one as well. With Nathan Patterson gone, there's so much focus now on young Calvin Ramsey. A terrific young right-back at Aberdeen. So many of his numbers, as they talk about nowadays, are attacking numbers. It's balls into the box, it's chances created, it's assists. I think tonight will be the biggest examination this young man's had of his defensive qualities if Rangers can get Ryan Kent onto the ball.
Should be a cracker. We're getting underway. I've also made a mistake. I got my emails mixed up. This was Jerry and Erskine's question, so well done to Jerry.
Oh, good, Jerry,
Who sent the question in. Thank you to Jerry. Since 2010-11 and not from the current Rangers squad, name the 10 players who've played for both Rangers and Aberdeen. You've got Bates, McCrory and Forster.
I'm going to go Greg Stewart.
Greg Stewart is on the list. Well done.
And I've got one more. Dominic Ball.
Right, somebody's texting you then.
No, I didn't, because Mark Warburton was on the TV and I looked at his team.
And you go, what about...
You looked at his team? On
yeah, because he played under Warburton.
On Google you looked at his team?
No, on the telly behind you. Behind it, showed you clips.
Okay, sure.
I got Richard Foster earlier. What about the boy in the swap deal, Andreas Velitzka?
Ah, you're showing off now. Well done.
And
he's going for all the hard ones.
Played last season for the Dons, Florian Camberi.
Yes.
Oh,
I think
him.
Most would have forgotten about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got him.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 7. You've got 3 to get. We'll get them, I'm sure, before the end. This one has started, as have all the matches: Ross County, Motherwell, Livy, Dundee, Dundee United, St Mirren, Hearts, St Johnston, and Aberdeen Rangers. I think we touched on a few of them. Livy Dundee, Gordon DL, that's a big one, isn't it? Particularly for James McPake's side, if you look at that league table.
Yeah, I don't fancy St Johnston get anything tonight, but Dundee need to start climbing out that second bottom, Gordon. Livy at home, I think, is always a difficult, difficult game. So I'm going to go for a home side tonight.
And Dundee United, St Mirren?
I think that'll be a hard one. I'm surprised that Tony Watt's not starting. I really am. Dundee United have not been the greatest of form.
He's also been fit and playing.
Listen, I'm sure Tam Courts will say after the game, he only arrived there yesterday, he only did his media stuff at 6 o'clock
that's
last
true.
Night.
Yeah.
He probably hasn't had a training session with the side.
Well, to be fair, I was speaking to him last week at Ravenscraig in one of probably the last training sessions involved Motherwell, and he finished early, Gordon, because I think he had
PlayStation.
No. I think he had recovering from COVID. He felt a bit blowy, and he didn't complete the full training session. So that may be the point that they'd put him on the bench tonight. Yeah. But he'll be a big player for him.
Fair enough. Roger Hannah, what else do you make of? There are so many ways of spinning this. Really, if you look at potentially a big night for Hearts, because if I were a Hearts fan, I'd probably think, well, I know already that Hibs lost last night. I would probably fancy Rangers to be favourites, and for Aberdeen to lose or certainly not win that one. Of course, Motherwell are still there or thereabouts, but this could end up being a big midweek for Hearts, because at home to St Johnston is on paper a favourable fixture.
Yeah, and listen, John Souter playing is the obvious standout team news, but you're drawn to the front three of Mackay, Stephen, Mackay and Ginelli, and you think that's three wingers. They really need a centre forward, and I just wonder, before the end of the month, if Hearts could decide to cash in on John Souter and use the money to buy a centre forward, because there's an imbalance to the squad. I think they've done well in this window. New deals: Craig Gordon, Michael Smith, Stephen Kingsley, Craig Halkett are all tied down. They've got other defenders there who could slot in for Souter. Not as good as Souter, but could slot in. That might allow them to sign the centre forward that would keep them ahead of Motherwell and Hibs and Aberdeen.
I think they call that a trampoline touch from Christian Ramirez, Gordon. We can, I don't know, blame the pitch. It looks quite a good pitch, actually. The ball was fired into him. First touch, cannons about 20 feet into the air. What, have you learned anything in the opening 3 minutes?
I've learned it's very, as I said, fast and furious, Gordon. Both teams really desperate to get at it. Obviously, after the break, they're fresh. They're wanting to be on the front foot. Yeah, it'll take a bit of time to settle in again. But you're right, on the evidence of the TV, the pitch looks in very good condition. So no excuses there. But the game just needs to settle down a little bit. As I say, it's very fast and furious. Everybody trying to close each other down, not giving an inch away. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops, but I still think the Rangers have got the better players.
Do you miss the prime Morelos versus prime Scott McKenna battles that we used to get in this fixture, Roger?
Yeah,
that was never dull.
Yeah, they were both sent off up there for a clash down in the corner in front of the away fans 2 or 3 years ago. And Morelos versus Aberdeen, Morelos versus McKenna was a hot ticket. But as you said earlier in the show, Gordon, not only have we stopped talking about Morelos leaving Rangers, but we've stopped having a point in every Morelos discussion where we talk about his disciplinary habits. He's improved his discipline beyond all recognition. He could get sent off tonight and leave me with egg in my face, but I think his discipline has improved as he's matured as a person and a player.
He just commits a foul
and
right
on there. A free kick.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, it's not the end of the world. It was just a free kick, but your timing there was unbelievable. Just as you finished the sentence, it barged into the back, and we've got a first booking of the evening 5 minutes in, and it's that old frustrating one, Gordon. Yanis Hadji trying to block a quick free kick. How do you feel about those ones? Do they get by the letter of the law? That's a booking.
Because the minute they get the free kick,
or the refs give, they try and does the ref need to give him more time to get back?
No, I don't think. I think Hadji knows what he's doing. I think Hadji's standing there waiting to block. And if you're Aberdeen, you're saying, look, we want to go on with the game. I'm sure if it was Rangers, they'd be looking for a yellow card as well. But it's a silly, silly yellow card.
Should I invest in one of those Hadji hairbands to stop the hair coming down just in the middle of beat the pundit?
Well, I don't think you'll need the full hairband. Just for that one strand. Uh-huh. If we can get you a wee bit gel and put that up the back, you'll be fine.
Cool, cool. Yannis is growing the hair out during the
seems to be. Yeah,
he's got the old hairband for Christmas. Perhaps it really is frantic. Kevin Clancy waves play on this time. I'm not sure the Rangers fans will be happy. Kamara went down, shot from the edge of the box, and it whistles past the post.
Teddy Jenks. McGregor look worried there.
Does that hit the edge of the post, Roger, or does that just go right by the post?
No, I think
McGregor was. If it's on target.
Oh, it does hit the post. I'll tell you what, nothing wrong with your eyesight. I did not get that from that angle at all.
And I'll tell you what, McGregor is
McGregor's given up on that.
He's rooted to his spot. He's not getting anywhere near that. So first opportunity to Aberdeen.
What a goal it would have been. It wasn't far away. Alan McGregor sort of on his knees by the end of it. Thought about getting across it, couldn't get there, and it comes back off the post. Teddy Jenks head in his hands, but Scott Brown's been caught out trying to play out from the back, and Ryan Kent has a go, and that's saved by Joe Lewis.
Lively.
Well, I said, Roger, one thing, I know it was a long time ago, but playing up there, no matter when it was, you always knew that the game was going to be fast and furious.
How
and
do you
both
think
teams at it.
Scott Brown getting his pocket picked by Ryan Kent there would have gone down in the away section at Pittodrie? Popular.
Well, I think they would have enjoyed that moment less so when Ryan Kent didn't put his head up and see Alfredo Morelos in a far better position inside the Aberdeen box.
And Morelos wasn't happy.
No, that's where you're wrong, Roger. The petty nature of football in this country means that you just enjoy that moment and you just forget about the rest.
Okay.
That's what does Hugh Keevans always tell you? We're run on spite, malice and mistrust, he says. It's the wisest thing he's ever said. Right, I don't think we've got any goals. In any of our other games, Scott McMahon's been booked for bringing down Henderson for Dundee United. What else? Oh my goodness, Dundee have made a sub already.
A sub?
Elliot on for Marshall, so Cammy Kerr moving across to left back. Obviously forced off. There was a clash of heads early on at Motherwell, at Ross County, sorry, against Motherwell, but I don't think any lasting damage done. Have you seen anything much of James Sands yet? Has this 8 minutes passed him by?
No, I think Stephen Glass will be the happier here, Gordon. They've already had a good effort come off the post. They're getting at Rangers. They're not letting Rangers settle that. That's their game plan. They've got a nice free kick here. They've tried to work it into the box, but good defending.
And it's not just Hadji's hairband. Johnny Hayes has gone for peroxide during the winter break.
Yeah.
Sort of Gaza 90s.
Yeah, coming in.
Romania team 1998.
Coming back to his work, he's here a different colour. Can you imagine that, Gordon?
I know, the thought of it. Anyway, let's round off the teaser before we go. We're looking for three more players who've played for Rangers and Aberdeen since 2010-11. It does not include the current Rangers players like Ryan Jack and Scott Wright. So you've got Bates, McCrory, Foster, you've got Dominic Ball, Andrus Velichka, Flo Camberi. Who's the other one again? Greg Stewart.
We're going to join effort here. Greg Wild.
Greg Wild is on the list. Scored a stunning goal, didn't he, for Dumbarton at the weekend.
What about Shani Aluko?
Aluko is a brilliant answer. Jack already sent that one in. John Souter's getting booed every time he touches the ball, just for your information. Any more for any more?
I'm struggling now, Rod.
Are you? What have you got, one more?
Yeah. What about Stephen Smith?
There we go. Not that hard, is it?
The fullback?
Yes. Yeah.
Did he go to Aberdeen?
He did.
Oh, I never got that. Well,
easy
done,
as that. It's done. Do you know, I've not even played the music yet.
Well done.
Not
one,
even started.
Well done, one strand.
Just means you've got another 30 seconds or so to fill.
Give me talk about it.
It's at Aberdeen attacking again.
Another free kick.
Yeah,
they've taken this one short and trying to catch Rangers out.
Yeah,
but
it was a bad touch, actually. I don't think the second player was expecting it to come short to him.
I like that chaos factor. If you don't know what you're doing, how can the opposition possibly judge it? But Aberdeen's certainly on the attack at the moment.
Yeah,
Gordon,
very much
have
so.
To say.
Yeah, they're right at Rangers just now. As I said, Gordon, the game starts at 100 mile an hour. It'll need time to settle down. Rangers just need to see this out a little bit, because Aberdeen starting to throw a few balls in that box, asking questions of the defence. So far, Rangers have handled it brilliantly, and only that one chance to talk about that come off the post.
Goalless across the board. Interesting at Tynecastle. Chance of Souter. Souter, please kindly take yourself off to Ibrox, or words to that effect. Others trying to back their man as Aberdeen have another shot saved. This promises to be a dramatic night, one way or another. You won't want to miss it tomorrow. We're going all out because we've got so many games tonight. Halliday, Donnelly and Bartley all in the studio tomorrow. Make sure you join us from 6. 01419511025. Get the number saved. Join us from 6 tomorrow. And Callum Gallagher is up next.